For Nerds by Nerds production.
Hey there, nerdos. Welcome back to the For Nerds by Nerds Halloween Spooktacular. Year number four. I am your host, Josh, and returning to the show is the great Mac East. Hi, buddy.
Hey, yo, it's me, Mac East. Thanks for having me back, Josh. Year four of this, huh? Am I on year four of my show? God damn.
You are, yeah.
All right.
This is your, at least, I would say, I think this is your third Halloween Spooktacular in
it's
a row.
It's very possible, yes. I know last year we did Buffy.
The Vampire Slayer.
Yes, we did, yes.
And this year you have brought to us the Slumber Party Massacre.
You know, this for some reason the title of this movie escapes me constantly. Like, somebody... My wife's friend's over. She was like, "Oh, what are you guys recording on?" And I I don't know why. Like, a slumber party. I don't know. I keep thinking sleepover. I'm like, sleepover. Yeah.
I wanted to say the Babysitter Massacre, but there's no babysitting in this movie at all.
Well, I don't know. The one chick is like hanging out with her sister the whole movie. Like,
yeah, her sister they treat like she's 12, and she's clearly like 25 years old.
Yeah, she's roughed on the eyes, too.
They give her a giant lollipop at one point to be like, she's a kid. And it's like, no, she's not. She's as tall as her sister.
Yeah, I love this movie, man. I love everything fucking about this movie.
Yeah, me and Mac love cheesy 80s slashers, and this is just prime time everything in that category. So this is a fun time. If you've never seen this, definitely go watch it before you listen to this, because it's worth a watch.
It is. You know, it sounds like really bad, like in like not a, like in the worst way possible, but it's actually a fun movie, man. Like, it's not like one of those really shitty movies that just like low budget. I mean, it probably is low budget, but like the soundtrack's pretty good. The killer's kind of cool. Like, there's some cool shit going on here, man.
Yeah, the only other time I've ever watched this movie is I was on my friend Sam Karras' podcast, the now defunct / shitty podcast. Mm. He doesn't do that show anymore, but he is coming on for a Halloween episode this year. We did a commentary on his show for this, and that was the first time I'd seen it, so I couldn't hear it while I was watching it. But this time I could, and the music is really awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
And I think it is a really interesting movie. And I think it could make it. I'm sure it has had a remake. I think it got a remake not that long ago on like Tubi or something.
Oh, wow.
But I think this could have like a good remake, maybe change the title or something. But you could do something with this premise and make it good.
Yeah.
I just think certain aspects, it's great like looking back and enjoying it as like an 80s slasher. But if you did remake it, you'd be like, really? A power drill? That's kind of... nobody's hearing this?
Yeah, I know. That's like the craziest part of the movie. But I did a lot of research on this, and I didn't do it for your show, unfortunately. So I did it like the first time I watched it. But so it's not like all fresh in my mind. But I know I read that this script was actually written as a satire of slashers. And then by the time it got to like... whatever studio bought it, they were like, no, we're going to make this as a real horror movie. So that's why it's kind of like, you can kind of see like the balance between like satire and like it doesn't go over the top satire, but there are moments where it feels like it's making fun of the genre a little bit.
Yeah, you can definitely tell there are points where they're trying to like play with the tropes, but I think that it backfires in a good way, because I think they did some pretty creative
exactly
shit and made it
yeah
look like a cool movie and not like we're making fun of it, like when the girl's in the refrigerator and stuff.
Oh, I love that scene. Yeah,
you can tell like they cut a hole in the wall and someone's like pulling her arm and pulling her in and out, but it just is, it's so well done.
Yeah,
it makes for a very enjoyable movie.
I think the thing where like you can see it is like where the coach goes home and there's like the drill comes through the door and then she's like, "Oh, I'm drilling a fucking peephole for you." And by the way, that's not how you make a peephole. You don't just put a hole in a door and walk away. Like, that's not how that works. but yeah, so it's like you can see like where they were like kind of make, like there's that fucking pizza scene is one of my favorite scenes in anything.
Yeah, it's the best.
But it can't be like it can't be taken seriously because it's just so over the top. Like that the black chick in this movie, by the way, the hottest chick in the movie by far. God damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like her titties are all out and she's like trying to eat some pizza and yeah, the chick's like, oh, the pizza delivery guy's got his eyes drilled out and she's like, oh, he's definitely dead. And he's like, he's cold. And she's like, is the pizza? And she's like, fucking. And then she's like,
it's the best delivery in the movie, just the way she says it. Like, is the pizza? And it's so curious while reaching over a dead body.
And then she's like, oh, when I feel eating makes me feel good and I feel so bad, so bad. And then she fucking takes it. Oh my God, I love that fucking scene. It's great. But it's so, like, it's that's a little over the top. But, like, a lot of it is kind of played seriously or, like, at least, like, it doesn't feel over the top like that does. Like, this movie is fucking, the kills aren't the best. Like, they're all right. But, and like you said, like, the fuck, how does nobody hear this goddamn drill just fucking going off?
Yeah, it's got the best battery life in fucking drill history. Like, it's an this man, I mean, I guess we should go in some sort of order here. The whole premise of the movie is that there's, like, an escaped mental patient running around killing people.
And if we're going in order, there's titties, and then more titties. And then, like, a 10-minute basketball scene, and then some more titties, and then this guy shows
up. It's true. There's literally titties within, like, the first, like, 35 seconds of the movie.
No, they weren't.
And this movie's directed by a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
So, that's the other thing. So, the screenplay's written by a woman, it's directed by a woman, and she was forced to put in all these titties by the studio.
Oh.
Which I read. But she kills it. Like, the titty shots, nice. The shower scene, nice. she does her thing, man. And then you can kind of tell, like, the women are kind of badass in this movie. Like, we'll get to that in the end. But, like, there's some girl power going on.
Yeah, this is a good, like, feminist piece. They fuck this dude up in the end.
I love it. The end is great.
And they're superior to all the boy characters that show up.
Yeah, they're all the guys are, like,
all
terrible.
The boys are dumb, and the girls are, like, strong female characters. Like, it's very good.
Yeah, so,
like,
you get the
representation, especially for an early 80s movie.
Yeah, you get the women's touch, and then you just get the ass and titties everywhere in the beginning of the, like, she was like, I'm gonna get this over with, we'll get the ass and titties in, and then we'll get to some shit.
I think it's a well-paced film too, because, like, there's plenty of everything. Like, it's an 80s slasher, so there has to be nudity, and there's plenty of nudity scattered throughout. The kills come plenty throughout the film. Like, there's never a long stretch where there isn't kills. The gore is good. The effects are pretty decent. Like, they make an attempt to have some effects on every kill.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's worth it. Like, there are some, like, editing mistakes. Like, this could be, like, trimmed down to be a little more suspenseful.
Yeah.
There's that scene where the killer kills the girl in the high school.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
There's just the scene. After that, there's the scene of him just long distance running all the way back to his car.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't need that at all.
No. Yo, that scene, though. So, okay. Yeah. So you get the basketball scene, which actually really reminded me of Sleepaway Camp, because they have just, like, a really long baseball scene in that movie. Like, I don't know what was going on in the 80s.
Yeah, it's so weird. They had to pad it out, dude. You have to hit a certain amount of minutes.
And it was sports, was the answer?
Feature film. Yeah, throw some stuff in there.
Then some random girl is just getting chased by the fucking drill guy. And
dude, that girl is so dumb. She's walking in and she's like, I gotta get a book. And the teacher's like, well, be quick, they're gonna lock you in. And she goes, okay. She comes up to a door that is chained from the inside. And she continuously tries to open it with the chains on her side of the door.
I know. You know what I did like, though? There's a cool part in this fucking scene where, like, he drills her in the arm or some shit. Like,
yeah.
And she's running, and then she's hiding, and she's actually, like behind a door, but she's bleeding so much, it's, like, bleeding through the door. So she's, like, trying to patch up the blood so she doesn't bleed, like, so he can see it. Like, that was, like, pretty cool. Like, you don't see people worrying about bleeding to, like, alert the killer, you know what I mean, too often. Like, it was a nice little touch, I thought, in that scene.
Yeah, she's, like padding the ground with a towel, like, trying to be, like,
yeah, just to cover up her own blood.
Pull out some,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the effects there were really good because I'm like, that looks like what would happen if you really got like stabbed in the arm
with a
like,
fucking power drill.
She's profusely bleeding everywhere. It's not just like, oh, I have some red on my shirt.
Yeah.
Like the walls covered in blood, the ground's covered in blood.
Speaking of, there's multiple scenes in this movie where it really, once it really gets going, where he kills somebody, there's blood everywhere, and the characters like kind of just walk by it like there's no blood. They're like, oh, nobody's here, I guess.
There's literally a scene, the girl we mentioned before, the younger sister with the lollipop. Near the end of the film, the what I'm assuming is supposed to be the main character that mostly stays at home and watches a movie for most of the film.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Her and her sister go next door to check on their friends, and they can't find anybody. And she comes up to a door that has blood all over the door and a giant puddle of blood at the bottom of the door. And the younger sister goes, I don't see anything that says there's anything going on here, so I guess we should just go home.
Yeah.
There's fucking blood everywhere.
Yeah, then the guy was killed like seconds before they shot. I don't even understand. The killer is amazing at hiding bodies. Like, amazing at it.
Yeah, she walks around from the front door to the side of the house, and in that time, before she even makes it to the backyard, this dude revs up a fucking power drill and slits a girl's throat, and the girls all scream, and this girl doesn't hear jack shit.
And then he hides her body. I don't know what happened to the black girl's body. She never showed up again. Like the pizza guy's in there.
No,
a bunch.
She just... The storyline that I don't get, even on the second time of watching this, I don't understand how it is connected, is the teacher.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
They kind of half-ass follow this teacher a little bit of, like, being at her house. Kind of the same way they do with our main character. Like, our main character is not a main character. The main character is the group of girls.
Yeah, so there's Trish and Valerie. I don't remember which one's which. One is throwing the party. One is, like... not invite. She's invited, but they don't really like her, so she like lives across the street and she hangs out with her sister, and there's just a bunch of scenes with her and her sister. And then there's the teacher who gets her own scenes too. Well, she drops the wine? Like, that was weird.
Yeah, we watch her clean up a broken bottle of wine for no reason.
It has nothing to do
her
with
cat
anything.
Jumps out of the closet at her. It's just like, here's some scary shit. Well, it's like that girl, like, The girl's watching her little sister. Her little sister's just upstairs, like, reading porno.
Yeah, she's reading Playgirl with Stallone on the cover.
And then she's talking to her friend on the phone about making out with a dude.
Yeah, it's...
She's like, he shoved his tongue in my mouth. It was so gross. I'm gonna throw up.
It's weird, because you talked about the pacing not being, like, being pretty good in this movie. And all of that, you cut it, and it doesn't matter. But also, when you watch it, it doesn't, like... feel slow or dragging. Like, all that's like just entertaining enough to get you to the next scene. Like, it's
The only part that's like dragging is when she's watching the dude's banging on the door and she's watching the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Only just the beginning of that part is bad until like what she's watching starts to sync up to what the killer is doing. That part's cool.
Yeah.
But before that, it goes on and on where she's just like watching a movie and clearly hears somebody at her door, but she just keeps like ignoring it.
Yeah. Even though she went out
looking at the door.
Yeah. Yeah, she went
out
twice
at the door
and
pretending she doesn't hear anything.
Yeah, she went out twice for her garbage can. This guy's fucking out there screaming. She's like, it's probably nothing.
Well, and what's with the pedophile neighbor that is just in her house?
God, that guy's so weird, man.
And she's like, I'm going to smoke weed. And he's like, I'll have fun with that.
Yeah. He said drinking. He's like, oh my God, that guy's weird, man.
And then he's just up in their driveway killing snails with a fucking meat cleaver.
Okay, Josh, I'll ask you this because I'm in New York City. I don't know about slugs, right? Or snails. Is this something people do in your neck of the woods? Do they hunt? She goes,
nah, hell no.
Because the girl goes, oh, my dad hunts snails too, or some shit like that. And he goes,
I don't know. Fucking, maybe California had a fucking big snail problem in the early 80s.
Yeah, and he goes, I killed 53 tonight. Like, 53 fucking snails? Goddamn.
Yeah, how much coke was this dude on? He's just wandering people's driveways with a meat cleaver, and everyone's like, hi, Mr. Smith.
By the way, they really killed that snail. Like, yo, that's, you know, I'm surprised PETA isn't pissed.
Do you think that we mentioned it slightly, but do you think the drill is a detriment? Do you think that he could have had a better weapon? I know that this is definitely the time of, like, Friday the 13th and Halloween were both huge hits, and their sequels were huge hits. So there was, like, a slew of slashers just trying to come out and be original and have, like, Jason has a machete, let's give this guy this.
Yeah. And,
but a power drill is, it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
It's
not like My Bloody Valentine, where the guy's a miner and he's dressed like a miner and he has a pickaxe. This guy just happens to kill a girl that has a power drill, and then he has a power drill.
It really felt like, in terms of, and I think this goes back to it being a satire when it was made, it feels like it's like a metaphor for sex, like a very like obvious one. Because sometimes the way he brings it down, and there's times where he's like stroking it, like he's like fucking, and then and then he, like, at the end he has that moment where he's like, I love you, which is awesome, by the way. I fucking love that.
That's even very creepy.
And he's like, you know, to do this you need to really like love somebody or something. Like he says like this whole thing, and I just, it feels like a super over the top metaphor for like sex and like just like
penetration.
Yeah. Which, because I don't know if you've, there's like a really famous academic paper called Men, Women, and Chainsaws. It was like kind of like the first paper ever written about slashers. But she talks about how like the killer weapons are always like penetrating. And this just felt like it took that idea and like fucking put it on 10, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like some smart person wrote this fucking thing, and they were like, let's. So I do think it's like over, like when you watch it, it's not scary at all. Like, there's nothing scary about this power drill. Even when she cuts it at the end with the machete, and it's like,
yeah, so weird.
Which, this machete's fucking badass, but
yeah, fucking Excalibur of machetes. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah, it was like almost like this, like, oh, she cut his dick. You know what I mean? Like, it's like this, like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's, you know, I think it works.
And it's like the man overcompensating because it's enormous, exactly. And shit like that. Yeah.
I think it works in the context of the movie, but at the same time, if I was making a slasher, no fucking way would I have it. Like, maybe one kill, but having this guy run around with it is absurd. Like,
it's just weird because usually the weapon has something to do with the character.
We don't know shit about this guy. All we get is that, like,
yeah,
radio thing where he like escaped or something. Like, the girl's driving to school and you get like, she changes it once they start getting to like the real exposition. And then, yeah, it was just that weird I love you thing, which kind of shows you he's like a fucking sicko. And I like when he counts the bodies too. He's like, one, two,
three. Yeah, he's just like collecting them. Yeah, he's putting them in this trunk of a car. And he's like, one, two, and then he like realizes he's out of room. He's like, oh shit.
I actually like he's not scary in like a masked way or anything, but I think he's really fun. Like, he's cool. Like,
he's in like a Canadian tuxedo. he's wearing a jean jacket and like black cowboy boots.
Yeah, they didn't even try, man. They didn't even try.
I would put this on the level of a movie we both love and that we did on my other podcast, High on Horror, Intruder.
Yeah.
I feel like this is on that type of level.
I feel like this is more entertaining than that movie, like from start to finish, but
it's definitely got like a little more budget and stuff.
Yeah. And it's just like you said, as far as pacing, it flows really well. Like, Intruder had moments where it just kind of was like I didn't need it at all. Like, this movie was fun. Yeah. Like, and also like, when you talk about budget, the music is fucking awesome. The
music is great.
Although that Intruder had better fucking kills and effects.
That's true, but it was also made 10 years later.
That's true.
But looks like it was made about at the exact same time.
Yeah, that's true. How about this? They all throw. She throws this slumber party. Oh no! Hold on. She throws this slumber party. And they decide they're going to change into their fucking nightgowns in the middle of the living room together. They're all fucking naked together while the boys are watching from the window. This scene is just so... That's over the top, too, but I fucking loved it. This movie's awesome.
Well, I've never seen two characters that are more clearly a gay couple in my entire life than these two gentlemen that we see here.
That's hilarious.
They are two best friends, but they are way too close to be best friends because they are about 3 inches away from each other's face at all times.
And they're sharing one beer.
Yeah, they're handing a beer back and forth. There's that scene where they decide, like, because they, like, play a prank on the girls and they, like, take the fuse out of the fuse box to, like, kill the power.
Yeah.
And they get found out. So the girls, like, invite them in to, like, take care of them because they decked them with a flashlight. And then shit goes down. They know the killer's on the loose and stuff. So the boys are like, we're going to make a break for it with knives. One's going to go out the back door. But the scene where they're like talking to each other, the two guys, it looks like they're going to kiss. Like, they literally like sitting like knee to knee and their faces keep getting closer. And they're like, you know, at least one of us will make it out alive. Like, and they're like staring into each other's eyes. I was like, what's going on here?
Yo, but they... Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't even like thought about it because they were scamming on them chicks, but maybe they were just overcompensating.
I think they just wanted some strawberry daiquiris and they were ready to party.
Yo, I wanted some strawberry daiquiris, man.
Daylight. Yeah, these girls were on it. They knew what they were. They were throwing a party.
They were all half naked. Yeah, you're right. These kids were gay. God damn it. Because they were not,
I mean, the girls were blowing all sorts of stereotypes out of the water. They're having a slumber party. They're talking about sports and shit.
Yeah. That's another thing. They called the coach. And they're like, yo, how did they score all these runs? And this bitch just gives them the rundown of the fucking sports. Whatever.
Yeah, I got pad a little more time.
Yo, that is the weirdest scene in the movie. They're like, how did that happen? And she's like, let me tell you. And then that's when the pizza guy comes in with his fucking drilled in eyes.
I love all those effects, like the drilled out eyeballs. The boyfriend has the drilled out eyeballs too. That girl has the drill in her head.
Yeah.
And I love the scene, our main character-esque. She goes down to the basement when the killer's like running around the house, and she's looking for a weapon.
Oh.
And at the beginning, it's all like drill related. She's got like a drill bit in her hand, and then she picks up like a corded drill.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I got to fight drill with drill here. And then she finds like a circular saw and she's running through the basement up the stairs and doesn't realize it's plugged in and it like yanks her back down the stairs. This is like a Naked Gun skit.
That's definitely one of the ones that I felt like. But there's two things that happened in that scene when I was watching it the second time. The first time I don't even remember it, but the second time, like recently, just like today, I'm watching that scene. I'm like, is that not plugged in? When she picked it up and she went, burn, I was like, oh shit. Like, is that not plugged in? Do you not have to plug that in? And then she started running. And at first I was like, fuck yeah, she's going to fucking cut this dude up. And then you start seeing the fucking extension cord. And then I'm like, oh, I see what's happening here. It's fucking hilarious though. But at first second, I was like hyped. I was like, yo, this dude's gonna get fucked up with this thing.
I mean, I couldn't believe the drill was battery powered in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And then she whips out this saw and I was like, everything's battery powered.
Exactly. That was my thought too. I was like, yeah. That's when I started thinking too about the drill. I was like, is it? Cause like, I never really gave much thought to it, but then I was like, is that a battery? It must be a battery powered drill, but it just, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It looks weird. I don't know. But
it's enormous.
Yeah.
And I don't, for its industrial use, I don't think it would be battery powered.
No, like, yeah. It definitely feels like a made up thing for this movie.
Let's talk about this ending, though, because I think this ending is super cool.
Oh, fuck. Because
eventually
awesome.
The girl just finds a machete, and she's like, yeah, fuck these power tools. Machete all the way. And she comes upstairs, and not only does she come upstairs, well, I guess right before that, the killer does the funniest thing in the entire movie. He just lays down on the living room floor and puts a blanket over
him. I fucking love this. Like, I love getting the killer's perspective in these moments, because how many times do we watch a slasher where the killer, like, pops out of some crazy shit? And it's really funny to think about them, like, thinking about hiding or like setting themselves up to like pop out, you know, in like these jump scare moments. It's fucking awesome. I love this scene.
And then that's when the gym teacher shows up.
Yeah.
And she, like, immediately just, like, walked over the blanket and pulls it up, and he just, like, sits up like the Undertaker and starts fucking going at her.
Oh, they jumped the shit out of this motherfucker, though.
Yeah, they gangland and beat the shit out of him. This little sister's under the couch, and she, like, trips him, and gym teacher goes ham on him with a fucking fireplace poker.
Yeah.
And when she's done hitting him, the girl throwing the party just runs into the room screaming with a knife and stabs the dude in the back.
Yeah, then he fucking
she comes out of nowhere.
I love it. She does that twice in this movie.
She's always screaming at full force when she's running.
It almost feels like they become the, like, it feels like, you ever see what the fuck is the name of it? Death Proof?
It
feels like the end of that movie where they beat the shit out of the Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
It feels like that. Like, the girls become the fucking, like, the hunter, you know what I mean? Like, they fucking just jump the shit. Yeah. They, like, jump.
Yeah,
like,
they turn the tables on them.
They're jump scaring this motherfucker. They fucking just come out of nowhere stabbing him and shit. Because then the girl comes from the basement, and she's like, ah, she's fucking running with a machete, fucking.
Yeah, and he runs.
Yeah, he runs away.
And they don't just leave it there. She's like, nah, motherfucker, and she chases after him.
It's fucking awesome.
She chases him outside, and now it's not raining, but there is a lot of lightning. And as we said, she cuts the drill in half, one swing,
just
breaks the drill right in half, and then cuts his fucking hand off.
Yeah, she just hacks him twice, bong, bong, his hand's fucking off, he's screaming. Oh my God, it's so good.
And then she slashes his guts open and fucking he falls into a pool.
And then, yeah, and then he does the thing where the killer comes back, and this is when the fucking girl comes running out the house the second time with the knife and just fucking stabs the shit out of him.
It was a little too immediate, though. Like, he falls in that pool, and they're like, he's dead, and then he immediately, like, stump hand over. Like, it's not like he, like, lunges out of the pool, like, and grabs him from behind. They literally show him, like, just climb out of the pool.
But it's, yeah, I love it, because they kill the shit out of this dude, and then, like, they're all, like, fucking him up. The little sister's, like, trying to get her off her sister, and he, like, backhands that bitch. And then the girl comes out the house, stabs the shit out of him. And then, yeah, then it's just, like, the movie, the credits hit with them all, like, crying over this fucking guy's dead body and the fucking sirens in the background.
When he gets stabbed, when she, like, impales him with a machete, she screams, it cuts to another girl, she screams, and then it cuts to another girl, and she screams.
Yeah, and then it's just, you hear the sirens, and then it just cuts to the credits. It's fucking awesome. It's a really good ending.
Now, have you seen any of the sequels to this? Because there are two sequels.
I saw one that had, like, a dude with a fucking guitar that has a drill attached to it. I didn't see it, but I read it.
Yeah, the second one is a man with a very oddly shaped guitar, and the end is a drill bit.
I was like, I'm not watching that. Like, that's too much. Like, that's where I draw the line.
I'll read the description. It says, Courtney and her friends go to their condo for a weekend getaway, but Courtney can't get rid of the haunting feeling that a supernatural rockabilly driller killer is coming to murder them all.
Jesus Christ, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I did want to watch the sequel because I liked this so much, and then I read that, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Third one is sleepover teens are chased around a friend's house by a guy with an industrial drill. Well, that just sounds like the first one.
Yeah, but I'd actually watch that over the second one.
Yeah, that second one sounds and looks horrible. But I'm pretty sure there was a remake as well.
Was there? Man, I'd watch this. I don't know. I don't want to get too off the rails. I tried to watch the
night. Yeah, it was 2021.
What? Damn, son. That was like
remake,
2 years ago.
I feel like this was on something, though. Like, it was like a...
Oh, I will watch
like
that.
Like a specific streaming service. Yeah, looking at these stills for the remake, it does not look good.
Oh, dude. I don't want to derail it too much, but I tried to watch the Night of the Demons remake. Oh.
Yeah, that looked bad, too.
It's
so
fucking bad. It's got the kid from Terminator in it.
Yeah, Eddie Furlong. And the girl from Freddy vs. Jason.
He sucks. God damn, he sucks.
That original, though, that's a great movie.
Dude, I only watched it one time last year, but I'm going to watch it this year. It's one of my I loved it so fucking much.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to watch the sequels to that, too.
I tried, because Amazon Prime, I've been watching mad of these movies, but you had to pay for it. I was like, I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for the sequels.
I won't pay for them. No, that's not happening. Someday they'll be on Tubi.
Tubi's the shit, man.
But would you recommend this movie to people?
Yes, Josh, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I don't want to say I love this movie, because I feel like that's strong, but I really both times enjoyed it. The chicks aren't really that hot, but they're naked all the time. The black chick's fucking hot as shit, but she don't get naked at all.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
That pissed me off a bunch. Because the whole time, the pizza scene especially, I'm like, come on. Like, that's when I realized, I was like, I've not seen her titties in this movie. Like,
yeah, I mean, I was watching. I was watching for him.
But yeah, I'd recommend the shit out of this movie. I think it's great. Like, I think there's probably certain people I wouldn't recommend just because of the new. It's so weird, because you'd be like, you know, watch this movie and it's like fucked up violence everywhere. A couple titties, and you're like, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't recommend this to certain people. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking weird.
I think Miles would have a good time with this.
Oh, I don't know if Miles has seen this, but this is right up his alley.
Yeah, I'm going to have a talk with him. It's everything he's ever wanted.
So the first time I watched this movie, I watched it, like, kind of by myself, and I was feeling it, and probably because the titties and ass were all over the place. This time I try to watch it, I'm like with my fucking babies, and they're like, I'm like, I can't enjoy these titties and ass, I'm with babies. And I'm like, fuck this movie. Like, until I watched like the second, because I watched the second half by myself, I was like, okay, this is fucking awesome. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I do like this movie a lot.
Yeah, no, I think it's worthwhile. If you're a horror fan, it's worth watching, because it's just a fun time. And it's only like 77 minutes. You're
dude,
not
it, it flies.
Yeah, you're not wasting a lot of time on this. You can zoom right through it. And I mean, like we said, there's plenty of kills, plenty of nudity. And there's a lot of like cool, funny shit that is in. I don't know if it's on purpose or not.
No, I don't either.
But it works. Yeah, it works either way. I don't know if it was intentional, but I like it.
So, yeah, I feel like movies like Sleepaway Camp or like cult classics. And I feel like this isn't in that category, but it should be. Like, it's awesome, man. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, I feel like it's lower tier that, because like the killer isn't like kind of special enough to be like memorable.
But it's better than Sleepaway Camp. Like, Sleepaway Camp has the twist ending to going for it. But this is, like, fun all the way through. Like, Sleepaway Camp has, like, a lot of really, like, slow scenes. Like, it's not good. This is fucking awesome from start to finish. I enjoy this movie way more than I enjoy, like, a lot of the cult classic, like, slasher movies.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. And it always is different when you know who the killer is, because it's kind of a little formulaic with 80s slashers.
Yeah.
Besides, like, your Jason and your Michaels, that it's like a whodunit. But this isn't a whodunit. You know whodunit.
No, yeah.
The guy running to the van.
The guy with the buzz cut and the fucking denim clothes. Yo, there's a scene, by the way. I've never wanted a double tap more in my fucking life. They're in this girl's room, the girl who's throwing the slumber party, and she bashes this motherfucker in the head with a baseball bat, and he goes down like a sack of potatoes. And then instead of just like fucking bashing this dude's brains in, they like try to leave the room that they've barricaded, because they barricaded themselves in with this dude. This is actually the one scene that actually kind of creeped me out a little bit. Oh, creeped me out strong.
Where it comes to the window.
Yeah, but he comes in through the bat, and because I wasn't paying attention when I was watching, so I'm like, because I was watching on my phone, so I like looked over and then I looked back and he's like behind them. I was like, oh shit, like this motherfucker's in the room. But yeah, like they hit him in the head, he goes down, and I'm just like, you fucking bash this dude. Like, what are you not bashing him for? And like one girl gets killed. Well,
he climbs through the window and they don't hear him behind them until they're in like fucking drilling distance.
Drilling distance. But yeah, they turn around and then they beat the shit out of this guy. Gets his ass kicked a bunch in this movie too.
He does. He's a bad motherfucker. He takes a whooping.
Yeah, but he goes down. He gets
stabbed multiple times. He's got a hand off, and he just one hand chokes a chick.
Yeah. I like him. He's not scary.
He's swatting girls off with a stump hand.
Yeah, the little sister, he just backhands her. Bonk. He's not scary, but that scene like I was talking about where he's like telling that girl he loves her, that added a little something to him. Before that, I was like, yeah, this guy's just like generic. And then that happened, and I was like, okay, like, this guy's got a little something to him.
Yeah, like, they gave him a little, like, deranged, like, kind of, I didn't expect him to talk at all, because he's silent for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, he counts, and then he's silent, and then that's...
yeah, that one part, where he goes, one, two, three. But I really like that part, because it's like... You got to do something more than just like, well, clearly he's crazy. He's ultra violent.
Yeah.
Like, give us a reason why he's locked up. Like,
there's like three scenes in this movie that where I was like, oh shit, like I like this movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's, all of it's fun, but that scene, like, there's a few, the end, there's just scenes where I was like, okay, like this movie actually is like cool. Like, I didn't, because for a while you think like, oh, it's like a dumb fucking titty slasher movie.
It all comes together in like a fun little package. Like it's all the right amount of ingredients to make a good little film.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah, like it doesn't feel. Some movies try too hard. Some movies are too long. Like this movie's like just it's perfect. It knows what it is, and it doesn't overreach. You know what I mean? It's just not.
Yeah,
it's not trying to do too much. It's awesome.
What would you rate this? How many jack-o'-lanterns out of five would you give this?
Oh, man. So, okay. So I ask you this, Josh, with the ratings, because I have trouble with five. Five is a tough one for me, because there's so few numbers.
Yeah.
My favorite horror movie of all time would be five, or like fun slasher five. Because this doesn't register as far as like favorite horror movies, but like it's as far as like fun slashes go, it's like a four, three and a half, three and a half.
I'd give it a four. I'm very lenient with my ratings. Like to get like a one, you got to be real shit.
Don't expect
like,
this
four
to be
me
awesome.
Is just like I would recommend. Like you'll have a good time. If you don't have a good time with this, then it's just like you don't like these kind of movies.
Right, well, that's the thing.
We love slashers. Like, slashers are my favorite.
Yeah, and I've watched a lot of... I just watched Prom Night. That movie fucking sucks. I really enjoy this way more than, like... And Jamie Lee Curtis, obviously, she's, like, the scream queen or whatever, but that movie sucks dick. This movie's awesome. I've watched, like, a bunch of slashers recently just because I'm, like... And this is one of my favorites, like, out of, like... The crop of like 80 slashers I've watched for this year, this is easily my favorite one. House of Sorority Row is pretty good too, but this one's better.
I've heard that. I need to watch that one.
Yeah, it's fun, but this one's better.
Yeah,
this is my favorite slasher I've watched that I haven't seen yet this year.
Hell yeah! Well, there you have it, people. We give it a four. We definitely recommend. Check. And even though it's like a California movie, like it's spooky enough to be like. To work for this time of year.
Yeah, it's very warm weather. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about, the Barbie scene real quick. So she met, again, this is like, feels heavy-handed metaphor. She throws out her Barbie in the beginning of the movie. And then she's not the main character, but she kind of, I don't know, it's so strange.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really hard to even pick out who the main character of this movie is, but she throws out her
gym teacher.
She throws out her Barbie, and then he like fucking fucks it up and gives it like puts it back, and it's that I love that Barbie shit too. Like it was cool. I don't know. This movie's fun, man. It's got like a lot of cool shit in it. Just check it out if you haven't checked it out. I don't know why you're still listening to this if you haven't checked it out yet. Go check it out. Come back. Or whatever, you're here already. It's too late.
Yeah, or don't. Go fuck yourself.
You already got this far, whatever. But check it out anyway. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's a good time. If you like good kills, if you like just kind of funny shit, go. You'll have a good time.
They shouldn't have killed the black chick, though. Shouldn't have killed him.
No. But I mean,
he slit her throat. Wow.
Yeah, it's a good kill count in this movie. I mean, nobody's safe.
Yeah, they kill some random electrician chick or phone chick that's also a chick. Like, yeah, all of the women that like do like, all of the people in this movie that do like blue collar work are women.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like a phone chick and they're like checking out her ass in the beginning. She gets killed in a truck, in her truck. That he takes over her truck. And then
that one dude's like, hey, you know what's nice? Younger guys. It's like, you look to be the exact same age.
Yeah, he's hitting on her, and it's just, that scene's terrible. Oh, my God. But, yeah, and then there's, like, the repair chick that drills the... She never shows up again. It's the weirdest fucking scene. She drills a hole in this bitch's door and is like, there's your peephole. But, yeah, I forget what my point was, but this movie's awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely go check it out. Thank you so much for doing this, buddy. This is a blast as always.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun. I'm so happy to talk about this.
And tell the people where they can find your podcast. We Get Dubbed.
Anywhere podcasts are found, I guess, Josh. Check us out at We Get Dubbed on Twitter, Instagram, even though I think Twitter's dead. X? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I refuse to call it X.
No, me too. I recently made a Blue Sky. We have like 2 followers.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Twitter. It's Twitter before the terrible. The guy who made Twitter went and made Blue Sky after selling Twitter. He just made the same app again after selling that app. Anyway, we got one of those. And also in Halloween, for Halloween, we do an anime podcast, I should say. But this time, we're doing dub versus subs of horror movies. Like classic horror movies. So we're doing like, I don't want to spoil it because we're doing like a guess it kind of thing. But there will be horror movies and then we'll get the dubs from like Germany, fucking Spain, France, all sorts of countries. So you get your favorite horror movies and you get to hear them in other languages and we'll kind of rate which is the best.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I need to hear German Dr. Loomis in the worst way.
Yeah. So that's going to be our Halloween episode and yeah. Check it out.
Hell yeah, buddy. You can find this podcast on X, Twitter, whatever, at FMBN Podcast. We're on Facebook and Instagram at FMBN, the number 4 and letter U. And we will be back next time with another spooky episode. But until then, I am Josh.
I'm Mac East.
And this is the 4 Nerds by Nerds Podcast signing off.
Stay nerdy, my friends. Goodbye.